Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello, we're coming to the end of the third summer.
Avec Véronica.
That I've been talking to you. Apparently, this is a time when we suffer from a slump, a bit of a depression, because the best of the season is over and we haven't yet transitioned to the golden colours of autumn. But if you find yourself dropping off to sleep during the day, it could be something called EDS, excessive daytime sleeping, which is different from feeling tired all the time. One in five of us may experience this. They say it may be down to diet, and those of us who like to nibble mature cheeses, smoked meat, fermented or overripe fruit are more likely to have sudden sleep attacks. Mind you, if you eat Mediterranean-style food, you're very likely to want to have a siesta afterwards because it goes with the lifestyle. Personally, any food at lunchtime makes me sleepy. So when I'm driving or I'm working, I start the day with a cup of coffee and don't eat a thing till the slump is over at about 5. So I don't think it's EDS. Food is a great soporific. On the other hand, I also read that those people who can't get to sleep, the insomniacs amongst us, be it a physical thing or a consequence of fretting about the state of the world, resistance training, weightlifting or push-ups are much better for you, particularly if you're over 60, than running about or cycling. I have to admit that I suffer from something called misophonia. Who knew that it had a name? It's when you can't stand mouth noises. Add to that the opening of crisp packets or squashing of plastic water bottles. And please never eat apples in my vicinity. It's not that I'm against apples per se. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, that's what we were always told, but it's the noisy crunch I don't like. But according to another article in this new health-seeking culture we live in, there are 19 foods guaranteed to keep us healthy and youthful, apples being amongst them. The others are, please get your pencils ready, turmeric, tea, we'll even have that together, pomegranates, pistachio, avocado, beetroot, tomatoes, yogurt, cherries, eggs, lentils, citrus fruits, leafy greens, nuts, berries. Eat all of those and you shall be young and beautiful. But also, as this week's new film release shows, solving crimes really puts the brain into gear. Bespectacled brain box Richard Osman suddenly appeared on British television a few years ago with a new format quiz. And then he decided to put his big brain to writing, and he's produced several murder stories. But it's what we call cosy crime. It isn't in the gritty, dark streets of Edinburgh or Glasgow or Marseille or Lyon. No, it's in an old people's home. He's written three and one is on the way. Four amateur sleuths. One used to be a spy, one a nurse, one a trade union official, and one was a psychiatrist. And they're played by acting royalty Ben Kingsley, formerly Gandhi, Helen Mirren, once upon a time the Queen, Pierce Brosnan, one of the world's best love Bonds, and Celia Imrie, an actress who has never stopped working, and you should remember her in her eye-popping performance in Calendar Girls a few years ago. So these four sleuths, who by day live in an old people's home, albeit a very gorgeous one, set out to solve a cold crime. Well, that film is out next week, the Thursday Murder Club. Well, then in this rather quiet 7 days, culturally speaking, there is a free concert on the forecourt of Auch Cathedral this Thursday at 9 in the evening. Musique des Parachutistes de Toulouse, 50 members of the Territorial Army giving us their all. And given that today's subject has been dominated by age and antiquity, remember that this weekend is the start of the annual Antiques Fair at the Château de Térobe.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Enjoy your browsing.
www.dfm930.com